As individuals, we need to do our best to determine our own financial destiny. And how do you do that? Well, you ensure that you're empowered to ask the right questions around financial products, be it insurance, bank loans, investments, and securing your financial future. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to do this, but you need to read literature or watch educational programs. And of course, you can also approach a financial advisor. And in many cases, you don't have to pay directly for that service. Well, to give us his view on the dangers of keeping oneself in financial darkness and how best to ensure that we see the light, I'm joined on the line by Jaco Prinsloo. He's a certified financial planner at Alexander Forbes Financial Planning Consultants. Thanks very much, Jaco, for joining us on the show this evening. Financial illiteracy is something we still grapple with in South Africa. By not having the ability to differentiate issues on financial matters, what are some of the financial risks that people face in their daily economic lives?
The biggest problem with being financially illiterate is making poor financial decisions. There's the risk of falling into debt, the risk of changing your investment strategies based on short-term performance like we've been experiencing over the last few years, and then also selecting the wrong financial products based on your need. If you're not financially literate, you'll be working for a salary for the rest of your life, most likely in debt, and you'll struggle to get ahead. So if you empower yourself and educate yourself to become more financially literate, you actually give yourself the opportunity to become successful.
So where can people go in order to financially empower themselves? This in terms of whether it's do-it-yourself learning or, of course, getting professional advice.
I think there's three pieces to this puzzle. So one of them is definitely, like you said, self-study. For instance, you're going to have to read. I spend every single day on MoneyWeb, or you can also look at websites like Investopedia. You can also listen to podcasts. There's quite a few good ones in South Africa, like the Fat Wallet Show from Just One Lab. And then you can also watch some YouTube videos. There's that one, the Financial Bunny, which is quite good. And second leg is you're going to have to ask questions and ask for some help from people that have some experience and that have dealt with this before. You can ask your parents, maybe a rich uncle or aunt, or even a professional. So you can speak to a sales consultant, a banker, a financial planner. Being a financial planner myself, I can tell you there's nothing that excites us as much as when a client takes interest in their finances.
Yes.
And then lastly, you're just going to have to experience it. So you're going to have to go out and give it a try. You're going to have to invest 100 grand, open a bank account, try to set up a budget. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to fail. But at the end of the day, even the most successful and rich people was a beginner at some point. So you're just going to have to need to start and then learn from your mistakes.
Yes, and I think the nice thing about professional advice here in South Africa is that you don't necessarily have to pay for it directly, do you?
No, there's a lot of free online services available, and a lot of professionals are willing to share their knowledge and their experience free to people who are interested.
With high unemployment rates and many falling into poverty as a result, which heightens income uncertainty, what are some of the precautionary tools that people can look to invest in now so that if they do fall on hard times, they have a fallback?
Nompu, there isn't really cover or insurance available. So the best thing you can do is, if you think there's a chance of you losing your employment, is to make sure that you've got low levels of debt as well as an emergency fund. Normally, we recommend an emergency fund equal to about 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. So if you then lose your income, then if you've got low debt and low expenses, that means your savings will last you longer, and then that income will allow you to still cover some of your expenses until you find employment again.
Yes. So global markets have been volatile, and on top of that, the local economy has been growing at snail's pace for a number of years. This has resulted in lower returns on equities markets, with those who've been invested having second thoughts about being invested in capital markets. And of course, many people's retirement savings are subject to all of these conditions. So what should the mindset be when it comes to investment?
My recommendation is to stick to your long-term goals based on your needs. So if you require a certain level of returns to maintain your retirement income, then you're going to have to stick to your investment strategy. Switching to a lower growth investment strategy now would only change the risk from a market risk, which is currently the markets are not performing and very volatile, into inflation risk, which actually mean that you will not have an income that can be increased with inflation later in retirement.
So you raise a very interesting issue in your report about many South Africans not just taking care of their primary family members, that is, you know, the immediate nuclear family, but also having to look after people beyond that. And you're advocating that whatever happens, individuals should look after themselves first. Just elaborate on what you mean.
So the issue with taking care of your family is that if you then should find yourself in a desperate financial situation, that you won't be able to take care of yourself, and then you also need someone else to support you. Like when you're flying and you need the air hostess will advise you to put on your the air mask first, so which will then allow you to take care of other people.
Mm.
So that's why it's very important to take care of yourself first, which will then put you in a position to take care of others if they require some assistance.
That was Jaco Prinsloo. He's a certified financial planner at Alexander Forbes Financial Planning Consultants.